Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. I have a chance today to talk with some young adults, and I really appreciate our young adults, especially in Montana. They have such a perspective. Those that are in the FFA organization as well, they've been on the program a number of times, and I'm going to welcome a few of them back here to the FFA convention is going on this week. So their perspectives on things, I think, inform us as adults. These are young adults, and some are adults as well, but So that's going to happen here today, too. Joel Ackman's going to lead that conversation. That's going on in Bozeman, the MSU. Going to head over to Great Falls as well a bit later on, the Skills USA competition. And as I'm finding out, a lot of the FFA people were also in Skills USA. This is another group of students that are well-versed, and they are studying to, basically find some technical skills and get on with their lives, so to speak. So we are doing that today, talking to the kids on Voices of Montana. A bit later on, Courtney Bennett is with Skills USA. She's the Montana State Officer Advisor. Also, Roberta Tillman, she's the State Director, just getting this program, she's all in on it. So Kelly McCloskey is going to be alongside Tanner Shavers, Caleb Lacko. I hope I'm saying that right. Some of those folks are probably familiar to our first guests this morning, the FFA State Convention. It's going on right now in Bozeman, Montana State University. It's over 2,000. I think that's what's expected. Over 2,000 FFA members there, educators, alumni, 100 communities across Montana. They've got a skills competition going on, too. So we're going to get their perspective and just check in and see how everybody's doing. Joel Ackman, former FFA state officer, future NBS employee. He's going to be taking over this slot someday. Joe in Bozeman. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tom. Hey, thanks again for having us on. This is an incredible opportunity. We got to do it last year, and I'm glad we get to do it again.
Yeah, me too. And I appreciate you putting it all together there. I know that you just do a lot of those things kind of who needs help? We'll get Joel Ackman to do it kind of thing. So thank you for that. Caroline Groth, Romulus Heiner, Morgan Bissell, they're with you. Why don't you just start? Tell us what's going on and introduce all these wonderful people.
I would love to, Tom. In fact, we got three incredible student leaders, and thanks not only for having FFA on, but also Skills USA. I think it's important to highlight not only our student organizations across Montana, but also today we get to highlight three incredible members. This includes Morgan Bissell. She's from Corvallis FFA. Corvallis, Morgan, how are we doing?
I'm doing so well. I'm excited for today and for competing.
Yeah, Morgan, we got to meet a few years ago, actually, back in the day when I did have one of these FFA jackets on myself. It was at ALC, and it was an incredible opportunity to meet you, and I'm glad that you've grown throughout your FFA journey as well. Maybe tell us a little bit about that. What has that journey been like for you? How did you get into FFA? Where did it all start?
Right. So when I was a freshman in high school, I was very hesitant to join FFA. I was one of the many misguided people that thought FFA was all about cows, sows, and plows. And since I come from a non-agricultural background, I didn't think I could join. One of my friends that was in FFA invited me to attend the alumni fundraiser for Corvallis FFA in January. And after I showed up and I saw 450 community members so invested in the student success and in Corvallis FFA, I knew this was a family that I wanted to be a part of. So I joined the next day in the ag room.
And I think the community that we are able to build, not only within this organization, but also the industry of agriculture, is really important. Tell us about what has the FFA classroom meant to you as you've went through high school, seen new things, got to experience the industry that maybe you wouldn't have ever been a part of. What does that mean to you?
I've taken several agriculture classes at Corvallis High School, and I've taken a different one every year. And just getting that experience, my first year I took vet science, so I was able to have hands-on work with the anatomy of animals, and that prompted me to try livestock evaluation competition in FFA for the first time. It didn't go very well, but I had a fun time and I learned a lot. My favorite activity in that class was when we actually got to dissect the reproductive system of a pig. So it was really cool for me to see how that all worked and the anatomy of that. And then I also took food science my junior year, and that has helped me tremendously in the food science competition, which I am competing in tomorrow at state convention. And then this year I'm in the floral design class, which goes hand in hand with the floriculture competition. So I've been able to excel in that as well, thanks to my incredible advisor, Ms. Hammerstein, who has encouraged me both in the classroom and out of the classroom.
Morgan, you kind of have a lot on your plate by the sound of it. Oh my gosh. Tell us about what does this week at State Convention mean to you? You're competing in a lot of contests, and it's also maybe one of your final times that you get to put on this FFA jacket. What is that experience like for you?
It's very bittersweet. I'm excited and looking forward to this upcoming week. I'm also running for a state office, so I'm looking forward to getting to know all the other state officer candidates. And I'm competing, and it's my last time competing in several competitions unless I make it to nationals. So just trying to do my best, and my biggest goal for this week is to just have fun and make the most of every moment.
Morgan, let's maybe take a step away from FFA. Well, actually, in sort of a way, you actually have an interesting project where you actually got awarded by the governor for. It was something here last year. You got the 2024 Service Award, the only person under 18 awarded this by Governor Greg Gianforte. And it was for an interesting project that I think actually started out in the FFA classroom. What is that project?
Yes. So my SAE is called Morgan Beisel's Helping Hands Project. It's a nonprofit organization that I founded when I was 11 years old. When I joined FFA, it officially became my SAE, but it consists of warm winter clothing drives for the homeless in my community and then summer food drives for a local food bank. And over the years, I've collected over 300,000 articles of clothing that have been distributed not just across Western Montana, but also to homeless shelters as far as Portland and Seattle. And I was prompted to start this when I was driving to school one day, or my mom was driving me. I was 11. I looked out the window and I saw a homeless camp on the side of the road just a few miles from my house. And this really shook me. I was under the impression that homelessness existed in large cities, and I wasn't aware of its prevalence in my hometown as well. And I decided that even though I was only 11 years old, I could make a difference. So I placed collection bins at different businesses asking for newer, gently used winter clothing. And the first year I collected just over 1,000 items, and it's grown every year since. And the amount of community support that I received has made this project possible.
That's absolutely incredible, Morgan. Congrats not only for taking passion, but also noticing a problem in our communities and then taking on a servant leadership role. That's absolutely incredible. Morgan Beisel from Corvallis. I think that's a great lead in to maybe one of our next student leaders here that we have today, Romulus Heiner. He is the second vice president on the current Montana FFA state officer team. Rom, how are we doing today?
You know, it's a great day to be here in Bozeman. I mean, it's a little bit snowy, but after all, it's always snowy in Montana this time of year, it seems like. But happy to be here and happy to get things started with the first session tonight.
Rom, I got to take a look here at your stage here the other day, and absolutely incredible, right, when you have 2,000 FFA students here on campus at Montana State University. I think it's an incredible experience. But you've been engaging with these students throughout your entire state officer year. Tell us about it. You know, what was your journey like getting to state office, and then what has been some of your team goals this year?
You know, so I ran for a state office back last April, and I was lucky enough to get one. And this year has been just a roller coaster of amazing experiences. You know, we started the year off with just a little bit of traveling. We went out of the state for a little bit, went on a commodity tour. We went all the way over to Oregon and got to see the coast, and that was pretty awesome. We got to go with some members from Belgrade over that. Got to meet them pretty well. And one of them's actually running for a state office with Morgan this year. So that's kind of cool to see that full circle moment. We led into the school year and we got to DLS, so District Leadership School. And we got to give some workshops to some middle school members and some other FFA members. And then as things went on, we started to do more workshops, chapter visits. And this has been such a fulfilling experience getting to see these members that you might have seen when you were an actual FFA member, and now you get to see them from a different perspective because you see them competing, you see them eager just like you were, and then you see them ultimately succeed. And yesterday we were building the stage, and there were so many members bringing in their junior agricultural mechanics show projects, and it's just super interesting to see all the things that they're able to put together, even though they're just high school members.
I think that's something that I learned from my state officer year as well, Ram, is that there's different roles when you put on a new jacket, whether it's the FFA member like Morgan here, whether it's a state officer like you, or whether it's Caroline, who will get to talk to a national officer who gets to put on a pretty incredible jacket and gets to do something at the national level. Maybe talk to us a little bit about your travel experiences. Was there something that stood out that was memorable? What was maybe something that you learned during your time as a state officer?
So one of the most amazing things we got to do this year was we went and got to go on our chapter visits. And First Vice President Reagan Long and I, we went over to the Western District, which is Corvallis and those chapters. And we got to actually see Morgan, and we got to see some of those other Corvallis FFA members. And one thing that I learned is that the advisors over in that district are very competitive. And it's so cool to see that they're all pushing their members so hard to be the best that they can be. And Morgan talked about it with her advisor. And I think that's one of the best things I learned, is because I just switched to ag education. And knowing that in order to be a good advisor, you have to put all your effort into your students.
I completely agree, and admirable to go into a profession, especially with teaching in ag ed, where you're going to have an impact on those students once you leave this FFA jacket. And going here to Montana State University and volunteer on campus. Thanks, Ram. When we look at maybe your year of service, and since we are developing premier leaders within the organization of FFA, what is one piece of leadership advice that you gained during your state officer year that you would give to FFA members?
I know everybody says this, but I don't think it could be more true, is you have to truly be yourself before you can be a leader to other people. I know that when I was growing up, I wasn't always the most real person, I guess. I was a lot of times a little fake. I wasn't necessarily the best I could be, but throughout this year, I've learned that when you're the most real you can be, you oftentimes give better lessons to everybody.
And I think that realness is something that the industry of agriculture really appreciates as well. Maybe tell us about, have you seen something different from your time you grew up in Harlowtown because of state office? What has FFA done in broadening your horizons when it looks at the industry of agriculture?
Yeah, so I grew up showing sheep, but I wasn't super involved with our family ranch. We raised Red Angus cattle over in Harlow, but I didn't always spend a lot of time. But as I spent more time in FFA and I started doing sales and I started doing livestock judging, I started to get a lot more of appreciation for what actually goes on at the ranch. And I started helping my dad quite a lot more. And I wish that I would have helped him throughout my entire high school career a lot more. But I know that FFA truly does broaden your horizons on what you can know. I started working at a feed store in Harlow during winter break this year. And after doing sales and marketing plan and those kind of contests, I actually kind of knew how I needed to talk to customers and how those things need to be done.
And maybe to wrap up our conversation here, Ram, you were retiring here in just a few days. It's something where it's a year of service when you're a state officer, and it's a year for a reason. It's full of memories. It's full of experiences. But it's also, I think, one of the most transformational times I had as a state officer, and maybe perhaps for you. If you had some final words maybe to cap off your year, what would they be?
Well, I don't know, I guess, Joe. I would say that to take every moment for granted, because it is only a year, and I mean, that goes for everything in our lives, is we only have a certain amount of time that we have to live it. So take every single moment you have don't take it for granted.
Thanks, Ram. I appreciate it. That's Ram Heiner. He's the second vice president on this year's state officer team. And speaking of a year, we also have another person who threw on a jacket for a year, and that's Caroline. And Caroline actually was elected at this last year's national convention as our 2024-2025 National FFA Eastern Region Vice President. An incredible honor. Caroline, how are we today?
I'm so good. Happy to be here. And this is actually my first time in Montana, so flying in, getting to see the mountains, and was very cool.
Oh my gosh, and it's snowing this morning. It was snowing the day before. We have some odd weather here in Montana, but thank you for being here. What's your first impression?
It's beautiful, and the members are so kind. I got the opportunity to kind of watch the state officers yesterday as they were setting things up and running through sessions and just seeing how their team works together and how it's really like a family here, seeing their parents involved, and even members like step in and help set up the stage. You all have such a good community here.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I think that's something that Montana always strives to be, is we try to be a genuine down-to-earth people. And thanks for being here again, Caroline. Let's maybe touch a little bit on your national officer year. What does it mean to be a national officer, right? You're one of six elected individuals across a membership that ranges over 1 million FFA members across 50 states. What does that mean to you?
It is absolutely a surreal experience. Every night when I lay my head on my pillow to go to sleep, I still think to myself, oh my goodness, how is this my life? I'm just so blessed that I get the opportunity to continue to serve this year. I remember my state advisor, I'm from Kentucky, and my state advisor before I went to national convention and at our state convention, he said, if you're not burnt out by the end of state convention, maybe think about another year of service. And after that week of state convention, I thought to myself, man, I could do this every single week of my life. And that's when I knew that I wanted to continue this leadership journey, whether that was getting to serve as a national officer or not. And I'm just so thankful that it was in the Lord's plan for me to get to serve as a national officer this year.
Incredible, Caroline. Tell us about that year of service. What does it actually look to be, in the boots of a national officer as they're traveling the U.S.?
Yeah, so it starts off with a lot of training, which our CEO, Mr. Scott Stump, he sat us down at the beginning of our training and he said, Caroline, your mind is going to expand this year so much and it'll never go back to how it was. And man, was he right. Because already this year, going through media training and team dynamics training and belonging and engagement training, I'm just gaining all of these new perspectives that I'm excited to get to share with members and staff as I travel the country. But kind of on a day-to-day, what does it look like? We started off the year with an international experience, getting to travel to Japan, and then really kicked off our travel season, which includes visiting state conventions like here in Montana, giving keynotes, facilitating workshops. Another big part of our year is foundation visits. So visiting with those corporate sponsors and partnerships that FFA has, that is kind of the finances as how we continue to run this organization.
And as a national officer, right, you're at the pinnacle, at the helm of leading a student-led organization. What does that look like as well as you're traveling across the U.S., representing the industry of agriculture? What is the messages that you're sharing with people that you meet, just like us here in Montana?
Yeah, I think kind of the coolest part of this job is I get to be a story keeper. And so I get to travel to all these states, meet all these members, and hear their stories. And then I get the privilege to share them with other people. But kind of my big message that I aim to share with people comes from one of my favorite quotes from Theodore Roosevelt, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." But I've come to learn throughout my leadership experience that there's something that comes before believing in yourself. That's being surrounded by people who believe in you. So I think my role this year is to be that cheerleader for members, be the person to believe in them so that they believe in themselves.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely incredible. Maybe share if you had one experience that you've done so far as a national officer that stands out and I think maybe would relate to not only the members we have in this room, but also those that are here at Montana Faith Convention. What would that be?
I honestly have to talk about the Japan experience. My first time ever traveling internationally, I was nervous. I was terrified to go into a place where I don't speak the language. I can't read any of the signs. I mean, to go into schools and meet with members of Future Farmers of Japan and have that language barrier. But let me tell y'all, the shared language of agriculture surpasses any language barrier. The way that you can see the passion that the students have for ag and this shared language of ag, the shared language of joy, I mean, that's nationwide. That's global. And I think it's something I get to see as I travel to all these states. Like, agriculture is salt of the earth people everywhere. And I think that's what unites us.
Well, Caroline, I appreciate it, right? Recently elected, and going and traveling all across the U.S. Thank you for being here, but also sharing your message with over 2,000 FFA students that are on campus again for the Montana FFA State Convention. Tom, we haven't heard from you for a little bit, and I feel like I've taken over your show, but I want to maybe pass the ball back to you and see if you have any questions that you would like to ask these that, members.
It was so great to, Joe, you did a great job, and this is not my show anymore, it's your show. I just need you to get to Great Falls in the next 5 minutes or so, because we're doing the same thing up in Great Falls with the Skills USA thing. No, great job and great answers, you guys. Caroline Groth, Romulus Heiner, Rom Heiner, and also Morgan Bissell. Thank you for being mentors. Thank you for being leaders, young leaders. And, you know, the esoteric things about the meaning of life and what are you going to do in life and all those things. I just know that you guys are walking out in a great direction and you're going to make contributions. Thank you so much, Joe. I'm going to let go at that because we're going to head over to Great Falls. Honestly, seriously, can you get there in about 4 or 5 minutes?
You know, hey, I might just jump in my jet real quick. Montana State University probably won't pay for that. Gosh darn, I'm leaving them here soon. Come join you guys. But I wish you the best there in Great Falls. And thanks again so much for having us on. We appreciate it. I think here at Montana FFA State Convention, we also want to thank all of our sponsors, volunteers, and the members and the teachers who have, you know, bared the weather here to get. It's an incredible opportunity and experience we have at Montana FFA, and we're happy to share it always.
Yeah, thank you for giving us that on-the-spot kind of stuff going on there, too. Appreciate that. Again, Caroline Groth, Rom Heiner, Morgan Bissell, excellent job. We'll be covering this through our Northern Ag Network as well. So we're going to send Colton Young down there, too, and certainly, you know, Don't make it easy on him, okay, Joe? I would appreciate that. Joe Lackman again.
Oh, I don't plan to.
Attababy. Former FFA state officer and future host of Voices of Montana. We're back with more here in just a bit. A couple of great organizations we're engaging with, chatting with today. Appreciate Joe Lackman there from the FFA state convention. There's a lot of folks over in Great Falls at the Skills USA convention and competition that have FFA experience as well. We're going to talk with them. Kelly McCloskey, state president for this organization. Tanner Shavers from Darby, secretary. Caleb Lacko from Plains. Kyle Kinsey from Butte. We'll get to those here in just a few moments. Let's welcome, though, Courtney Bennett, who's the Skills USA Montana State Officer Advisor. And a big shout out to Roberta Tillman as well, the state director, who's right now organizing all of this. The competition gets going here in just a little bit. Courtney, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having us, Tom.
Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate that. Tell us what this competition is all about this weekend.
Yeah. So Skills USA is so amazing. I know when I was in school, it was very much you went college or military, right? Like there was no other options. You went college or military. And Skills USA really promotes those trades jobs, getting into apprenticeships, connecting with industry. So part of what we do is we focus on all of the job skills that you need for every company. So whether that's interviewing, communication, teamwork, integrity, all of those basic job skills. And then we go further and we make partners with industry, people in welding, construction, healthcare. And we take all of those important, valuable jobs and we train and teach students the essential skills for them. And then they're able to bring those skills. And this is the week they get to show them off and be able to compete in welding. They get to compete in first aid CPR, in culinary. We even have our carpentry guys get to go build a shed over the course of a day and really show all those skills that keep America running. So we love the program. And I think it's very important. If COVID taught us anything, it's that those are the jobs that we need. Those are the essential jobs out there. And we all know there's a shortage. So we're really bringing and training high school and college students to bring that back to the workforce.
Super. Thanks for setting the stage for that. And we're going to take a break and then come on back and talk with some of those participants and get more into this as well. It is the Skills USA competition. It's going on at the Pacific Steel and Recycling Arena in Great Falls right now. That's Courtney Bennett, the Skills USA Montana State Officer Advisor. Oh, our young adults are going to shape the world. Maybe they'll even save the world. We are talking with some of our young adults. adults across the state of Montana. Earlier segment, FFA state convention competition there, gathering, networking, that's going on in Bozeman. Really kickstarts tomorrow, but the kids are there and preparing some 2,000 in that organization. A lot of those members in that organization make up the Skills USA numbers here in Montana as well. There's 550 plus members in Montana, and the Skills USA, they partner with students and teachers and industry together to have this competition, to also train and pretty much do all the things that are necessary to support a career going forward in technical education or in the industries. And they've got their own competition going on, and look at this agenda. It really gets going tomorrow in Great Falls, Pacific Steel and Recycling Arena, on-site registration, let's see, leadership and skill exempt contests. So Thursday, about 11 o'clock, Friday a little earlier, Saturday as well. And they also have the job fair and expo going on. So we're heading there now. Courtney Bennett, Skills USA Montana State Officer Advisor. And Courtney, thanks again for being here. I want to talk to some of the kids there and the officers that you have. Had a chance to chat with them offline a little bit. Want to get right into that. But again, I wanted to also have you throw a shout out there too, because we talk about mentors and we talk about volunteers, and I'm not sure that we can talk about them enough, and the industry members who get all in on this as well, because it doesn't happen without that kind of participation, right?
No, not at all. I really think there's no words to kind of describe our advisors and teachers out there and industry partners. So, I mean, a lot of people take shop and they just think of it as shop class, but we're really kind of changing the dialogue on that. It's not just shop class. You are now learning how to be a good employee. You are learning industry standard skills. So when those companies say, I need someone who, you know, can follow our industry standards, our shop teachers are now out there holding our kids accountable for those standards. And then that means that when they graduate and become employees, they are ready to go. They have those skills and they know how to learn, which as we know, is something that can be hard to be taught. Like, how do you become a good learner? How do you get feedback? So these teachers really help. And when they don't know how to do something, we reach out to industry partners. I had a student a couple of years ago who was like, I want to go into manufacturing. And we were able to reach out to a local manufacturer, get him an internship, and he got to work with some of the machines that a school could, you know, never be able to afford. So it's really making those connections and realizing that we don't teach out of a book as much anymore. We need to teach what our world needs to keep moving. So those teachers, they work overtime. We're so lucky to have them. And then all those partners that we have that come in and train students, and they take the time to kind of go over those differences of, okay, the book may say you need to do this, but here's exactly how it works in the real world.
Yeah.
Here's how we can show you step by step. So it's a positive, fun experience.
Let me ask Kelly McCloskey, the state president for the organization, what's it like in the real world then? Is there a difference between what you had thought going into the program and then, as Courtney had said, what it's like in the real world?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Butte High, I'm a part of our welding program, and the welding teacher we have there, she's absolutely exceptional, Miss Bordalo. She really goes above and beyond to prepare everybody. So I guess my expectations of what the real world were definitely different, but I think I learned them very young because I've been working with her since I was a freshman at 14 years old. So being a senior, graduating senior now, I think my expectations of the real world now are a lot more aligned with what actually happens, all because of those amazing mentors that I have in Miss Bordalo.
What are you, what's your skill or what's this weekend going to be like for you, Kelly?
Oh, it's a very busy weekend. So a lot of the kids compete in three different competitions. So I do weld, but at the state level, I choose to do related technical math. This will be my third year taking this related technical math competition. Last year, I went to Atlanta, Georgia for nationals because I won as a junior, but I'll be back again. And then I also do extemporaneous speech. So I don't know the topic beforehand. I write a speech in about 5 minutes and I give it. And then we also have a Quiz Bowl team. So it's really similar to Jeopardy, but it's like a team and it's really fun. That's one of my favorite competitions that we do that first night on Thursday.
Well, that whole thing sounds like a ton of fun. Kelly McCloskey again, Butte High Senior President. Let's go to your classmate, Butte High Senior as well, Kyle Kinsey, the parliamentarian. Kyle, what are your expectations for this weekend? What are you getting into and what do you hope to take away?
What I hope to take away from it is to connect with the students and industry partners, because it's all about connecting with your fellow students and the industry partners, because the more you can connect with industry, the more you're more likely to be hired on to get very good jobs.
What competitions are you involved in this weekend?
I will be competing in carpentry, prepared speech, and Quiz Bowl.
That sounds like fun. The prepared speech, what's this one on?
Prepared speech, it's you write a speech that's between 5 to 7 minutes and memorize it. Our theme for the year is Ignite Your Potential. So the speech has to be about igniting your potential or based around that.
Was it harder to write it or harder to memorize it?
Memorize. It is so much easier to write it than it is to memorize it.
All right. Give us the first couple of sentences or whatever. What's the kicker to your speech? Is there like a statement just you loved, you lean in on, your face gets all serious and you throw it out there and it just wows the room?
Well, that would probably be the end of my speech. I am going to give a question to the judges, which is, what are you going to do to ignite your potential?
Nice. I like it. Kyle Kinsey, parliamentarian, Butte High Senior as well. We'll talk to another senior. Tanner Shavers is the sophomore in the class. So I'm sorry, Tanner. We'll age before beauty, I guess. Caleb Lacko is the reporter from Plains, Montana. Caleb, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. I appreciate you coming on the program. What's your weekend going to be like?
My weekend is pretty busy. I only got two competitions this weekend. I was going to do the prepared speech, but didn't get it done because just been so busy and with setting everything up. But I'm going to be doing cabinet making, and also I'm going to be doing a promotional bulletin board. It's a team competition that we won last year.
Nice.
And we ended up going to nationals and placing 7th overall. The promotional bulletin board is more of like an advertisement for SkillsUSA.
Congratulations on that. That sounds really cool. Why are you in this organization?
So the reason why I'm in this organization is because it teaches me to have the personal skills, workplace skills, and technical skills that I need in any job that I go into after high school. And also that it just prepares me and lets me know that I don't actually have to go to college. I can actually go into the workforce right after high school. And it costs a lot of money these days to go to college, to get an apartment, a house. So being able to go into the workforce and get money right there on the spot instead of going into debt and going into college sounds a lot better to me.
Yeah, because you're facing that right now too. I mean, you're a senior at Plains, Montana. Tell me this, what does a reporter do for the organization?
Yeah, we advertise the SkillsUSA. Basically, we like with social media and basically just promote SkillsUSA to members, like students, and be able to talk to them and share like everything that and how it might help them, and just try getting other people involved and make them interested in SkillsUSA and explain to them how it will help them personally.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Tanner Shavers that question then. That's Caleb Lacko again from Plains, Montana. Tanner Shavers from Darby, the sophomore on this squad. There's also, I think, Vice President Ashton Cornelius, if I'm not mistaken on that. But Tanner, good morning to you, sir. I hope you're doing well. What's your expectation for this weekend? What are you involved in, and what do you hope to take away from it?
So I have three competitions. I have robotics, urban search and rescue, which is extremely self-explanatory. I have chapter business procedure, which is kind of like running through professional procedures. It's kind of complicated, but the competition I'm most excited for is criminal justice, which is demonstrating the skills of a law enforcement officer. And actually, my school is extremely small. We don't offer that type of class, but I actually connected with industry. Our local Darby Marshall has 20 years of experience from New Mexico, and then he moved north to our small town of Darby. And he came in around every Friday and taught me everything he knew. And thanks to his efforts, last year I went to national competitions for crime scene investigation, and this year I'm hoping to go to nationals for criminal justice.
Yeah, congratulations on that as well, and best of luck. Right back to Great Falls here in our limited time, the Skills USA Montana competition going on this weekend. There's also a job fair and expo that's dated for April 5th. We're with Courtney Bennett, who's the officer advisor for Skills USA Montana, and a number of members there. You guys, I only have a limited amount of time. It's about a minute each, but I want to have you all kind of share whether it's a story that was impactful or a memory or a mentor. Share something from your experience here. Kelly McCloskey, Butte Senior President of the organization. Kelly.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, we were talking a little bit before about my journey into the real world. So as a graduating senior, I will be attending MSU Bozeman next year for chemical engineering. And I just recently received a really big scholarship there, the presidential scholarship.
Wow.
Only about 24 kids get it. And I actually had to narrow myself down from a pool of about 1,400 kids. And I think that those skills that I developed with Skills USA, like being able to market myself as an employee, as an investment, really helped me make that way into the interview portion of my scholarship. And I think really those Skills USA, being able to talk, I had to talk to a panel of about 15 judges, and being able to market myself and make myself an investment to all 15 of those people to be chosen for this really massive scholarship was really important. And I can really say all of the stories I had and being able to show my skills through Skills USA, I think sealed the deal for that scholarship for me. So I will be attending MSU Bozeman completely free. Thanks to Skills USA.
Oh, thank you for sharing that too. And good luck, Kyle, and congratulations and good luck. Kyle Kinsey.
Thank you so much.
My older brother did Skills before me, and I wasn't very much of a speaker back then, but he pulled me into it and made me go into the leadership role so that I'd start speaking. And he got what he wanted. Now I can't make me be quiet.
That's good. That's good. You should teach him. Kyle Kinsey again, Butte High. Thank you for that. Running out of time a little bit here. I still got a minute and a half or a couple of minutes. Caleb Lacko from Plains, Montana, senior there as well. What do you want to share? A story or a memory? You think a mentor?
Probably like more of a story. So like in the last year, I've had 3 surgeries from injuries. And so last year I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the Skills USA competition, and with a broken ankle, then 2 surgeries on my labrum and my shoulder. And I asked my advisor, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not even going to go do Skills USA because I'm more of a cabinet making. And he got me into the prepared speech part of it. And I ended up placing 2nd in that. Then also he had me do the promotional bulletin board where we placed 1st and went to nationals, placed 7th in nationals. Mm-hmm. Then after that, my advisor, Kyle Mitchell, so shout out to him in helping me. And also he had me run for state officer. So, and now I'm here. So
nice. Kyle, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Tanner Shavers, Darby sophomore. Share something with us.
I'm just going to keep this super quick. So I remember it was last year. I actually had to leave the competitions early because my family were flying to D.C. for a trip. I remember I was on the plane, right? I was super nervous because I had to wait an extra long time to find out how I placed in my competitions. And I just remember I got a text from Courtney Bennett and she told me, hey, you placed 1st in crime scene investigation. And I just remember I almost shouted on that plane. I was so excited. just the amount of exhilaration I felt was awesome. It's really an unforgettable moment.
Well, thank you guys for taking command of your own lives like this and for all those who have helped. Thank you guys for that, too. It's MontanaSkillsUSA.com. Courtney Bennett, no time to wrap it up. Thank you for what you do. Roberta Tillman, too. Thank you guys all.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.